Well, next, Revenue has written to 68,000 pensioners about outstanding tax payments. This relates to people with occupational pensions and state pensions. Well, Irish Independent personal finance editor Charlie Weston has this story in his newspaper today. He's with us now. Charlie, what's the issue here?
Well, it goes back to 2022, as you say, Keane, and they have written to 68,000 pensioners. Now, they say they're not specifically targeting pensioners, that they would have written to literally thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in regard to tax issues for that year. But when it comes to pensioners, it says, look, there may be an issue about overpayment or underpayment of taxes. Look, you could be a lucky pensioner over the age of 65 and you may actually have overpaid tax, because pensioners, anybody over the age of 65, gets an age-related tax credit. It's worth about €245. It's worth exactly €245 a year for a single and £490 for a couple. Plus, you can claim tax reliefs on expenditure on health, doctors, GPs, prescriptions. So some people may be in the lucky position that they'll get a refund, but others may have underpaid tax, particularly if they have a social welfare payment, the state pension, which is paid gross. You don't pay any tax on that. And but you may in addition to an occupational pension where you're paying PRSI, USC, etc., and income tax. But you may not be paying tax on your social welfare payment, pension. So there could be an issue there, Keane.
Are there any ballpark figures on this? Have we any idea the amounts of money that people might owe, or does it depend on the size of their pensions?
It very much depends on the size of their pensions. I mean, it's taken me ages just to get a bare minimum information from Revenue. The thing about it is, if you do owe them money, they do deal with it in quite a sensitive way, and they are actually okay to deal with. For example, if you owe them €200 as a pensioner because you've underpaid tax in 2022, they will reduce your tax credits. The tax credit is an amount you're due.
Paying a big lump sum.
You wouldn't. No, what they would do maybe is they'd ease that in over, they'd reduce your tax credits maybe over 2-4 years. So for example, Keane, if you owed €200, they would reduce that tax credit maybe over 4 years. You'd only see a difference of about €1 a week. So, and they're very helpful to deal with. I must say that they have helplines open between 9:30 and 1:30. They have never gone back to the full day since COVID, but they are very decent to deal with.
Revenue, what is it saying about this?
It's saying, look, they deal with people in a fair and proportionate manner, that they're not targeting pensioners, but there are some issues they need to clear up around 2022. Now, I was prompted to this by, I got communications from people who are asked, pensioners who are asked to file tax returns, which is a bit of a daunting issue for an older person, or for anybody really. But Revenue would love if we all filed tax returns. They would know then what the tax position is. But they're saying, look, if you have an issue, you can deal with it a number of ways. You can ring them, you can request a Form 11, which you fill out manually, a paper version, or you can go on to My Account, which is pre-populated with your tax details, and it will indicate what credits is available to you. You may be fine, because you have tax reliefs you can claim for that year, but they're not sure in some cases, so they're sending out these letters to double check. So I wouldn't worry about it, and they would deal with it in a sensitive way. But if you have got one of these letters, make contact with them and see what the issue is and see how it can be resolved, and they will find a way to resolve it that won't hurt you in any financial way. It won't hurt you much financially.
Okay, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor from the Irish Independent. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 7:45.